This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kipp Academy. And Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
You guys, 5-1 right now, really just 2 points away from being completely undefeated on the season, for sure. But you guys are putting it together here in the last several weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, we really have. We've played some real tough competition. The CAC is really tough this year, and Whittier Tech this week is no different. So our guys have battled the last 5 weeks. We played some real good football teams and some real close games. So we're battle-tested. Now we're looking just to keep peaking at the right time.
Now, you mentioned Whittier and that game Thursday night there. Tell me about that place to play in. Is it a tough environment to play in?
Oh, it's a very tough environment. They have that jumbotron with the speaker right behind you. And, you know, the gamesmanship up there. They have that volume blasting on that big screen right behind you and timeouts. And, it's hard to get plays in. So anytime we go up to Kevin Bradley country, it's a difficult environment. But our guys are up for the task. You know, we've played in hostile environments before, and we'll be fine again this week.
You know, I've heard coaches replicating that by putting speakers at their practices. But I don't see that today, Coach. You don't have the speakers on here at Frazier.
And no speakers at Frazier. Once we get into Manning, we'll be able, for the playoffs, we'll be able to get the speakers on and get going. But, no speakers over here.
If you look at the game and preview it, how are your teams similar? Where are the battles going to be? What are the keys here to shake down here?
Yeah, they're a big and tough team. They're a double tight team. They want to control the clock and ram it down your throat, slow the pace down of the game. We're the complete opposite. We want to run, go no huddle, and go as fast as we can and tire you out. So it's really the battle of polar opposites this week. But the only thing we have in common is we're both 5-1, both undefeated in the league, and two really good teams. So it'll be interesting to see that dichotomy.
Yeah, those guys are coming off of the Manchester Essex win last week.
Oh, huge win for them too. Manchester's always tough, and we have them next week. So it isn't getting easier for us either.
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions about your team. Tell me about the three players that we talked to here, in the video here, with that, and about them and their roles on the team.
Yeah, the three captains. You have Mornell, Chanel, and Joven, three leaders of this football team that have played big roles last year and obviously this year. Chanel stepped up to play quarterback this year. We lost obviously Juan. Chanel stepped up big time to play quarterback for us, and he plays some receiver. We kind of move him around. He was hurt for a few weeks, and Joven stepped in and played quarterback, and he was able to really lead the offense with his legs. And Mornell Castro, he's probably the best athlete in the field. Anytime we step on the field, does it all for us. And those guys just make it so much easier as a coach when you can put them in different spots and find ways to get on the ball. It's been hard for teams to stop, and it's the testament to their hard work and dedication.
Now, off of last year's Super Bowl team, you lost players, so you have to put it all back together again. So how has that gone, and what has it – I'm guessing you've made progress since the very first game.
We have, especially up front with our line. Most of our guys from last year's team returned. They were young sophomores, most of them. Now they're veteran seasoned juniors, right? Yeah. They've really put it together, and it's really helped our run game. Last year we had a hard time running the ball. Vic and Mornell, we threw the ball around 80% of the time. And now we're probably a good 50-50. That makes us harder to defend. You know, we keep teams on balance with the pass and the run. So, again, I think just having that balance has really helped us this year.
And how about the personality of this team versus the one last year?
Yeah, they're all goofballs. No, it's strong personalities in Juan and Vic last year who led the team. And now these juniors, now seniors, have come into their own it's a more quiet bunch, but they're definitely a high-working, focused group. And that's what you need. You know, you want to make a deep run, you have to be focused. And you lose focus for a second, you lose playoff seedings, you lose league championships, and you lose playoff games. So my guys have done a good job throughout all the adversity of staying focused.
Let me ask you this. Here's my last question, Coach. You're to be in a championship game, you've really got to have a good defense and solid. So maybe highlight a couple of defensive players that are making it happen for you guys so far.
Yeah, sophomore D lineman Joseph Beto, he's a monster. He's like 6'3", 275 over there. He really came into his own. He's been stalwart in the D line with Denzel Gomez, a captain, junior, D end. And Mikey Stackpole, linebacker, junior, stepped up this year as a sophomore last year, played a little bit for us, but this year just is really killing it in the middle. Those guys, along with our leaders, have just really stepped up defensively.
Anything else you want to share with us, Coach?
Come on out to Haverhill tomorrow to see us at Whittier Tech, 5:30 p.m.
You got it. All right, Coach, thanks so much, and good luck Thursday night.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Jim Rabbit, head football coach, Kipp Academy, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.